Hey, this is Chart Review. This is at Texas Emergency Hospital, and Texas Emergency Hospital on 7/8. Dr. Al Gilani, A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I, Al Gilani. 7/8, which was a Saturday, Texas Emergency Hospital chart review. Today is 7/10, by the way. First patient is DC, 13-year-old with a swollen ankle. Possible mom is concerned about snake bite. CBC, CMP negative. Fibrin and fibrin split products could not be done. PTI and R negative. Urinalysis negative. Given Benadryl, sent home for with a diagnosis of allergic reaction. Doing much better. Mom was happy with the care. Next patient is RS, 79-year-old, with nausea, headache, dizziness, lightheadedness, CBC, CMP, urinalysis, amylase lipase negative, IV fluids were given along with Zofran. White count was 12,000, doing much better. Was sent home with Zofran as well. Next patient is CG, 37-year-old woman with a vaginal bleed, abdominal pain, back pain, weak and dizzy. White count was 11,000. H&H was 12 and 37. Urinalysis showed UPT was negative. Patient was sent home with no meds, was told to see her doctor. She's upset because after waiting and spending all that money, she got no help. She's still dizzy and weak. Going to see her primary care physician. Next patient is ML, is a 16-year-old with a left hand crushing injury with fractured left fractured second digit, splinted, and sent home. He's doing fine. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is JS, 36-year-old male, sent to the emergency room with severe abdominal pain. CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase, CT negative, cardiac workup negative, diagnosed with gastritis and bradycardia, was skipped overnight. He was happy with the care received. Next patient is AB, 23-year-old with a right thumb laceration, 2.5 centimeter, closed without any complication. Antibiotic given, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is LD, 53-year-old with a MVA, elbow and arm abrasions. X-rays were negative, abrasions were cleaned. He was happy with the nurse and physician, but he said it took too long to take care of him. He was there between 11:28 and 14:15. He said he was walking the hall looking for someone to discharge him. Next patient is ST, the 42-year-old with a 104 temperature, CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UDS were negative, treated with aspirin, Toradol. Patient's doing better, has a slight headache. Consider chest x-ray and swab testing in anyone with 104 temperature. Was happy with the care nevertheless. Next patient is MB, he's a 64-year-old with asthma, cough, congestion. Patient left without being seen because she said the wait was just too long. She's 64 years old, by the way. Next patient is MR, 33-year-old woman with vomiting, diarrhea, severe headache, body ache, and anxiety attacks. Blood pressure initially 160 over 111, came down 120 over 85. CT of the chest, abdomen, pelvis negative. UDS showed amphetamine and THC. CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase were negative. Was sent home with no meds, but improved, and she was happy with the care received. This one is a PR, 64-year-old with shoulder pain, arm pain, CBC, CMP, CT of the neck and T-spine were negative, treated with Toradol, diagnosed with DJD and neuroforaminal stenosis, treated with Naprosyn, happy with the care received. Next patient is MD, is a 31-year-old with infected finger. Laceration occurred 10 days ago, has mild infection, treated with Keflex, left message. They could not leave message because the box was full. Next patient is GU, 75-year-old with left arm pain. when she got pulled at a nursing facility, x-rays negative, was given Toradol. No one answered the phone. Next patient is LP, 3-month-old baby with fever, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with Amoxil. No one answered at the house. Considered doing swab testing, which has now become standard of care in infants and children with fever. Includes swabbing for RSV, RSV, flu A, flu B, COVID, and strep. Next patient is BW, 32-year-old with back pain, pelvic pain, heart skipping, peeing every 10 minutes in quotation. Patient urinalysis negative, but UPT was positive for pregnancy. She was sent to OB. No one answered. This one is AV, 25-year-old with laceration of the finger, right hand, 1.5 centimeter finger laceration. Closed, no problem. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is SA, 15-year-old female with cut on the head, multiple scalp lacerations, which was closed via staple. CT of the head was done, was negative. This was at 3 in the morning. She got into a fight at her residence with another woman. She was left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is GR, 55-year-old male with a stomachache. Police officer swab testing was negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, gastritis, and toothache, given clindamycin, Pepcid, and dicyclomine in the emergency room, was sent with Amoxil. The phone number was busy when I called. Next patient is CM, 42-year-old with cough, feeling dizzy, lightheadedness. Swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, treated with Amoxil for bronchitis. Left message for Christine, for a patient to call me back. Next patient is WM, 6-month-old baby with fell and hit her head. No CT or x-rays were done, but exam was done with instruction to mom regarding close head injury. Patient's doing well now, no problems. Next patient is LG, 75-year-old with diabetes, hypertension, fell at home, hit her head. CT of the head and neck were negative. Their number left on the chart is the wrong number. Next patient is AA, 9-month-old baby, fell off mom's arm, was crying a bit. Well, baby check was negative. Mom's they said the patient's doing fine and they were happy with the care. Next patient is SW, 46-year-old, who says something flew in his ear. Dr. A looked in his ear, told him he had a perforated TM and blood present. Was going to send him to Herman Memorial. Patient said, I did not want to go with an ambulance, so they made me sign out AMA. But I did not refuse treatment. I just refused transfer, in quotation. Patient later went to Herman Memorial. She was upset. He was upset because they found a wasp in his ear, and he kept telling the doctor, there's something in my ear. And they pulled the wasp out. No comment was made whether or not there was perforation present. He's very unhappy, and he states that he's not coming back to Texas Emergency. That's the last patient. Thank you.